This is the Money Hour with your host, Tina Mitchell, on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Now, back to the show with local mortgage and finance expert, Tina Mitchell.
Welcome back to the Money Hour with your host and mortgage expert, Tina Mitchell, right here on 1150 AM KKNW, the Saturday, September 20th show. I'm here to help you build a strong financial blueprint one week and one show at a time. If you're hearing my show at a different time or day or listening to a rebroadcast, you can call into the show at 1-855-400-1150. Again, that's 1-855-400-1150 or online at themoneyhour.com to discuss anything regarding money with me or to talk to any of the amazing guests that I've had and have in studio today. And in studio right now, Matt Lofton with Davis Wright Tremaine. If you're owning real estate or you're thinking of purchasing it, you will want to know about transfer on death deed. Matt, thanks for coming back in studio again.
Sure, Tina.
Regular contributor to the show now.
Yeah, happy to be here.
My guy on the estate planning, and I just, you know, we talk about procrastination, and I see it in all areas of financing, but nothing, you know, as much as you do in estate planning, and it's such an important part of our financial blueprint to make sure that we're dialed in. And I'm so excited about the topic that we're going to share with Matt today. And a little bit of background, Matt is an attorney with a law firm. He counsels individuals, families, and businesses on a broad range of trust and real estate matters, including business planning. He advises clients on tax efficiency, wealth, and property transfers made during lifetime and at death through the utilization of client-specific planning techniques, including charitable planning, business succession planning, and special needs planning. In addition, Matt represents personal representative executors and trustees and administrative of trust and estates. Matt is an active author and speaker for both the State Bar of Texas and the Washington State Bar Association. Matt, again, thank you so much for coming into studio today.
Sure. Happy to be here.
And so let's go ahead and talk about what's going on in the area of estate planning that our listeners should know. I already gave a little secret, but maybe somebody didn't hear it. What is it, Matt?
Yeah, well, I know, Tina, your show sometimes focuses on issues surrounding the ownership and financing and transfer of residences and other real property. And so I'm sure you've probably lost a lot of sleep at night thinking, you know, I know in Washington you can transfer almost any type of property at death without the need for probate. So bank accounts, you know, with pay on death designations, transfer on death designations for securities. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure you've spent many nights thinking, well, why in Washington do you have to go through probate or use a revocable living trust to transfer real property? So I'm here to tell you that you can sleep a little easier now.
Nice.
Because on June 12th of this year, the governor of our state signed into law the Uniform Real Property Transfer on Death Act. And so Washington became the 13th state in the country that allows for the use of transfer on death deeds.
And how exciting news is this, Matt? I'm not being sarcastic. I just think that this is amazing thing. And I'm going to talk to every single client that gets a mortgage from me. And I'm sure Jen on the real estate side is going to be talking to her clients as well. So what exactly is a transfer on death deed, Matt?
Well, a transfer on death deed is similar to any other type of deed, but it's a deed that's made and recorded while the property owner is alive. But it automatically transfers title to the property upon the death of the owner to another person or that's designated in the will. And so the deed really isn't effective until the death of the property owner. Mm-hmm. Now, what's important, because the transfer of the title doesn't officially occur until the property owner's death, the owner retains all the benefits of home ownership during their life. So, you know, they still get the home ownership tax exemption on sale, any property tax breaks or other tax advantages, you know, created by home ownership. Also importantly, when they pass away, the property still receives a step up in income tax basis at their death, which would be the same as if the property were to pass by will. So the basis in the hands of the grantee of the property, so the person designated in the will as the beneficiary of the property, their tax basis is adjusted to the fair market value of the property at the date of the owner's death, so it would eliminate any inherent capital gains created by the property's appreciation during the property owner's life. The mechanics of the deed are pretty easy. Like I said, it's just like another deed, but in the deed, the property owner would recite that the deed isn't effective until the grantor property owner – I'll use that term in kind of in between – both of them, grantor or property owner,
okay.
their death, and they would specify who the real property is to pass when they, and then they would record the deed during their life.
Mm-hmm.
And so the deed would then be recorded. It wouldn't be effective yet, but the property title would still remain solely with the grantor, like I said, and the grantee, so the person who receives that at the death, would have no interest in the property during the grantor's life. Now, importantly, during the grantor's life, they can freely revoke the deed at any time by signing a written revocation and then, you know, filing that with the real property records so that they can show that title is clear.
Mm-hmm.
Or they could file a new transfer on death deed with a different grantee beneficiary. And in that case, then the second, the first TOD deed, which I'm going to say transfer on death, TOD deed would be revoked.
You just call it the Todd deed.
Well, I guess, yes. That's a more advanced term. Yeah, I guess I could use that.
So,
yeah.
Matt, other than the benefits that you've mentioned, are there other uses for the transfer on death deed that you see?
Sure. I think the principal one why people would want to use this, maybe if they have an interest in avoiding probate.
Okay.
Some people, you know, really don't want to go through the probate process, mm-hmm. going through the courts to get an executor appointed to transfer things, maybe for privacy reasons. I will say Washington is a very efficient and inexpensive state with respect to the probate process. But, you know, I think on average, using a TOD deed would actually probably transfer title to a property quicker than going through the probate process. So that, you know, that's a consideration.
Okay.
Another thing that I see that would be an advantage would be to use TOD deeds to fund revocable living trusts. Up until this point, I know people and probably your listeners who use revocable living trusts can tell you that if you're trying to transfer any sort of encumbered real property, so property that has a mortgage on it, into a revocable trust, so you're transferring title, you're going to come up, you may butt up against some sort of requirements in the loan document that may require, say, the lender's consent to transfer title to the trust. There may be a due on sale or a due on transfer clause that would accelerate the payment of the loan on any transfer. Also, you know, if you're holding a property in a trust now and you want to refinance, oftentimes you're forced to take the property out of the trust for, you know, a certain period to refinance and then put it back in. So you can avoid all of that if you're looking at your main focus for using that revocable living trust is, like I say, to avoid probate. You can still get the same advantages of doing that with a TOD deed, but because the owner still technically has title to the property until their death, they don't have to go through all of these requirements, or they don't, you know, risk violating any of the lender's requirements on any loan documents.
So, Matt, are there any drawbacks to the transfer on death deed?
Well, there's not. I wouldn't say that there are huge drawbacks. You know, not major ones. So, you know, with any non-probate device, you know, be it any like using joint accounts, using right of survivorship on bank accounts, using a TODD, there's probably more opportunity for abuses, you know, maybe trying to get someone to execute a deed under duress, undue influence. There's kind of more protection that's available using testamentary documents like wills or trusts.
Mm-hmm.
Also, there could be some confusion. Using these deeds can create some confusion for the personal representative of an estate if they're appointed, where they may have a piece of property that they think is in, they need to transfer through probate by the will or by, you know, intestacy. And so they would execute a deed whereby they may not even know that these TOD deed is out there that automatically has already transferred title to the property. So, you know, it's important for personal representatives now to maybe run a full title report on any real property that they know the decedent owned at their death. I'd also probably say, you know, to do a TOD deed, the grantee beneficiary of the property doesn't need to be notified and doesn't need to sign the deed. And so really a grantor could transfer property to a grantee without the grantee even knowing. So say the grantor creates a deed, you know, leaves this property to the grantee doesn't know, and you know, upon the grantor's death, the title automatically transfers. The grantee may not find out. They may not even want the property. And if you know, 9 months has passed beyond the death of the grantor, the grantee really doesn't have any ability to disclaim the property or to give it back. So they're stuck with a piece of property that they now own, which, you know, they may, which may create gift or estate tax liabilities, or if there's environmental liability on the property, they're just asking, you know, they just inherited a whole bunch of problems that they didn't even know that they had.
Wow, that's why would they not require? But that's a whole other thing, Matt. I want to stay on task here,
sure,
because we've got so much information I want to go over with you. So let's talk about tax liability created. Are there tax liabilities created by executing a TOD deed?
Not normally, not unless there's going to be something for consideration. As you know, any transfer of title to property in the state of Washington, the Department of Revenue says they have to file what's called a real estate excise tax affidavit, in which they either have to pay an excise tax on the transfer, or they might be exempt on the transfer. You know, whether you're exempt or you're not, you still have to file this affidavit. Normally, that affidavit is filed with the Department of Revenue when you do the deed to transfer the title, because that's when the title is actually transferred. But, you know, with TOD deeds, the title doesn't actually transfer till the death of the grantor.
Okay.
So the deed can be filed by the grantor, but the real estate excise tax affidavit doesn't need to be filed until the actual death of the grantor by the grantee. So this is a little bit different. There's actually right now, because this is so new, there's actually a conflict in the law, the actual statute, and an emergency rule that was issued by the Washington Department of Revenue. I would say the Department of Revenue's rule probably should take precedence. And so the affidavit doesn't need to be filed until the grantor's death by the grantee and needs to be signed by the grantee at that time.
Okay. So, Matt, what if the property owner sells or gives the property after recording the TODD?
Under this scenario, the actual sale of the property basically revokes the TOD deed, and so the grantee that's designated in the deed loses that you know, the title to that property. So it would actually, the sale would trump the TOD deed, and the deed would just no longer be effective at the grantor's death.
Okay. What if the owner records a TOD deed but later makes a will giving the same property to someone else?
Yeah, the law actually states that the deed would actually supersede the will. So this would be a scenario where you did a TOD deed, you left the property, you specified you wanted to go to one individual in the will, you want to leave it to another person in the will, you specifically say that. In that scenario, the gift in the will is void and it wouldn't apply. So the TOD deed actually trumps the will.
Okay. And what if the property conveyed by the TOD deed is collateral for a debt or there's a mortgage on the property?
Yeah, I spoke a little bit about this before. And because the transfer of ownership doesn't take effect until the grantor's death, recording the deed shouldn't violate, like I say, any due on sale clause or due on transfer clause to accelerate the payment of the debt. So that's an advantage. Another point. The beneficiary grantee takes the title subject to any lien securing the debt, but it doesn't become personally liable on the debt. So this is still kind of the similar scenario as if you inherited by will.
And Matt, you know, I've got so many questions around this. I'm just bummed out. I don't have more time, and I need to personally talk to you about how we're going to get it set up for Dave and I and my stepdaughter, Stephanie, to make sure that we're all taken care of. But it's always a pleasure to have you, and I encourage, if you're listening today, it's really important to make sure that you are taken care of in all aspects of your financial situation. And Matt is just such an amazing resource. Pick up your phone and give the show a call at 1-855-411-50. Again, it's 1-855-411-50, or go online to themoneyhour.com and I'll connect you directly with Matt. Matt, thanks again for hanging out in the studio with me and for the amazing information.
Well, yeah, happy to help. I'm glad I'll be able to help you sleep easier now.
You definitely will. And this is your host and mortgage expert, Tina Mitchell, signing off for the day. I want to thank all of my listeners for being here today and listening to the show. And I'll be back same time, same place next weekend. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. Have a great one.